Hello, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And the first question for this survey.
What's the poll about?
Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's? This poll, ma'am, is about different issues in Virginia, you know, education and other issues.
Okay. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve.
Approve, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Yes, I approve, although he needs to stay away from the school issues. Yes, I approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am, would you say that, you know, things in the country are in the right track or in the wrong track?
Right track.
Right or wrong, in your opinion?
Right. Right.
The right track, okay? And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or on the wrong track?
Right track.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Ma'am, and, okay, and politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
If Virginia is what?
A southern state or not?
A southern state?
Do you think it is or not?
I don't know.
Okay, not sure. Okay. And, okay, now how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay. And thinking about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. All right. And would you say that, you know, your local kindergarten to 12th education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay. All right, ma'am. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, you know, given to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not, you know, in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Moderate.
A moderate amount, okay. And supporters say it will give parents more choice in when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away, you know, state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support it or oppose this legislation?
I would oppose it.
Oppose it. Okay. All right, ma'am. And given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that, you know, much more likely to vote for that person, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely or just somewhat?
Much less likely.
Much less. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, then. Okay, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school, you know, they are not zoned for? Would you say should or should not?
They should attend schools they are zoned for.
What about if they not zoned for? They should not?
No, they should not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should have, you know, access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Okay. They should, right?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and do you feel that all Virginia students should or shouldn't have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should.
They should, okay. All right. All right, and in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for it, you know, to sell it. Since this time, Virginia has been proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that, you know, creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested and retailers are licensed and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support that or oppose it?
Yes, I support it.
Okay. Support.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
Good
you,
morning.
Ma'am. All right. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax, you know, the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Repeat that question.
If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, you know, test and tax sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should be given to the Virginia hemp farmers?
No.
Should not. Okay. No preference, right?
No preference.
Okay. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic team in Virginia?
No, I oppose it.
I oppose it. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right. Do you support or oppose requiring a school to notify parents of their child's, you know, child is self-identifying as gender different than his or her biological sex? Would you support it or oppose it?
Repeat that question, please.
Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as gender different than his or her biological sex?
Well, if the child is more than 18, then the parents are supposed to notify. But if the child is younger than 18, then parents don't need to be notified.
Don't need to. Okay, but I only have that. It says child, so it's under 18.
Yeah, so I would say yes, the parents should be notified.
So support that, that they notify the parents?
Yes.
Okay, because they're talking about a child, okay, not over 18.
Yeah.
And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents had the fundamental right to make decisions that direct, you know, the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yes.
Okay. Support it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, and do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor, you know, child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity? Would you support it or oppose?
Repeat that question.
It's about supporting or opposing investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity.
No, I oppose.
Oppose it. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia, okay? I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate, you know, access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
I don't know. I've never needed it, so I don't know how to answer.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. We'll move to the next one. And right now the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your opinion, should that be, you know, work be high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority?
High priority.
High priority. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and one idea, you know, that's being offered is a state budget proposed to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept? Or, you know, would you say strongly support it, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
Strongly support it, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan, okay? The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help, you know, to help in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Makes me more likely to support the plan.
Support the plan. All right, ma'am. And, it includes a $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve, you know, the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more likely or less likely to support it?
It makes me more likely to support it.
Okay. All right. Okay, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. You know, does it make you more likely or less likely to support?
More likely.
Okay, more likely to support it. All right. All right, ma'am, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have, a little bit more left, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time and your opinion, okay? I really appreciate it. Okay, and... It includes a $58 million to increase the fund of the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Would that make you more likely or less likely to support it?
More likely.
More likely, okay. All right, yeah, the plan includes $15 million to funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does it make you more likely or less likely to support it?
More likely.
More likely. All right. Thank you. All right. The plan also includes funding to strengthen, you know, the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, having heard more about, you know, more details of the plan to invest $230 million in new funding into mental health and substance use service in Virginia, please tell me whether you would support or oppose it. Would that be a strongly supported, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly support.
Okay. All right, in Virginia, public employees, you know, have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I support that they should inform employees.
Okay, sure. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, and do you feel that, you know, employers should or should not be required to give permission from an employee before providing the employee's personal information, like home, phone, address, email, to a union organizer? Should or should not?
They should.
They should, okay. And unions have been able to negotiate contracts, you know, for public employees with less than one-fifth of the work, you know, workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public, you know, employees, do you think it should or should not have, you know, to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I support that you get a minimum requirement.
The minimum. Okay, all right, so should, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and once a union is formed, it can be in a place, you know, for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their, you know, workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
They should be able to select the new union.
Oh, okay, so it should. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, in 2021, a law was passed, you know, linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by, you know, the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I support.
About repealing it, right?
Yes.
Okay, support it. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, and federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation. So the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this, you know. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They should.
They should, okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Thank you. And, okay, now just for qualification purpose, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian or other?
Black.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Welcome.
All right. And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private kindergarten to 12th school?
No.
No children, okay. All right, ma'am, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be a male, female, or other?
Female.
Female, okay. All right, ma'am, with this, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great day, and really thank you for your time. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.